Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back to the Dave Glover Show, 97.1 FM Talk. Tony Colombo in for Dave today as he is taking a little Thanksgiving break, a little early. I am hosting on Friday as well. Hope everybody has a chance to take some time off and at least maybe speak to your family if you can't see everybody this holiday, and maybe unplug from all the craziness of 2020 for a few days. Right now, that music, as I mentioned in the last segment, from the great Perry Woods, my good friend, joins us on the phone right now. Perry, what's happening, brother?
Hey, not much, brother. Always great to hear from you, Colombo.
Yeah, back at you, back at you. So I wanted to have Perry on because Perry, of course, is a local musician, has been in the music industry for decades. And luckily, Perry is a multi-talented man, so he has another job. So he's been able to weather the storm, I think, better than a lot of gig performers, musicians, comedians, theater performers. You know, have been really hit hard in 2020 yeah. by the coronavirus shutdowns. And you have another job now, and have for a few years, but for what, 20 plus years? You were a professional
Easily.
Musician. Yeah. And if this would have happened in one of those years where you couldn't go to work, you couldn't get on a stage somewhere and perform, it would have been devastating, right?
I would have finally been able to get down to that weight I wanted to be at.
Because you wouldn't have been able to eat. So yeah, so talk about 2020 and how, I mean, you're still an active performer, so it's obviously still had an effect on you, not as bad as it has many of our friends that are that are professional musicians and or performers, and that's all they do. They rely on it for 100% of their income. How bad has 2020 been for musicians and entertainers that rely on an audience and a stage to perform on?
Well, for me, you know, I would gig at least once a week in just a regular year. And I can tell you since January, I've only gigged twice.
Wow.
My third gig will be December 13th out at Masa's in St. Charles doing a brunch. And so that's how crazy it's been. For a year, I only had three gigs, or will only have three gigs. And, you know, and there's a time when I've averaged 16 or so gigs in a month, you know, different places from, you know, from Main Street down to the Ballpark Village and things like that. So my blessing was that, you know, I went back to school, thanks to the VA, went back to school, got a degree in auto body, and, you know, Lou Fuse hired me, and that gave me a fallback. But for my had this happen before, I mean, you know, and you've seen it before when gigs were slow, your family helped me by letting me come work at your place, you know. There are musicians out there that, you know, not only did they not have this income, some of us may have been getting paid in cash, so you couldn't file unemployment. You know, that's another thought that people don't think about. And then lastly, obviously, One of the hardest things to do on a musician's salary would be to have health insurance. Mm-hmm. You know, I have several friends that they have less equipment these days because, you know, they had to pawn stuff in order to make rent, car notes, and all those type of things, man. We have been fortunate that several venues were smart and came up with, you know, the concerts in your car and things like that. So some of the musicians have been able to get out there and work. And I even saw one musician using Venmo for tips, so people didn't have to worry about coming up close to, yeah, you know. It's one of those things.
It still doesn't match the availability, even with these, you know, it's like restaurants doing takeout. It's something, but it's not nearly at the level of the jobs that would be available, you know, if we weren't going through this. Rachel has a question. Go ahead, Rachel.
Yeah, Perry, I'm just wondering for you personally. I'd have to imagine that for a lot of artists, this removes so much momentum and so much drive when you can't be in front of a live audience. Have you found yourself wanting to play less, or are you playing more? I mean, I'm just curious of how it affects each artist personally.
Mm-hmm. Well, playing out on a regular basis, you know, feeding off of a crowd, you get ideas, you know, what went over better. And writing original music, you know, my music sometimes is influenced by how someone reacted to a cover that I did in a different way. So this year I had 8 songs that I wanted to release, but I wasn't able to, you know, studio time and things like that. Even with the help of, say, like Lowtown Studios out in Maryland Heights, who offered me an opportunity to come in and record a few, it's hard to be motivated when the people that you're looking out trying to entertain aren't, you know, they're not there. Or two, they have a mask on. You can't see them smiling. You're just reading eyebrows. So it's been rough, but like Marley said, one good thing about music, when it hits you, you feel no pain. So even in the darkest times, there's still an opportunity for us to, you know, in some cases, get together with other musicians and, you know, help out. So I'm still inspired to get out. And as a matter of fact, my second gig a month or so ago at the Elks in Manchester, I had to practice for a week at home because I had forgotten stuff, you know, even my own music.
That's crazy.
So, it's a habit like a lot of other things. You can get out of touch. You can get out of time. And it's just one of those things.
When did you start gigging on a regular basis? What year, about how old were you when you started full-blown professional musicianship?
18.
Wow. I didn't know if it was before or after the Army. So that's why I was asking.
That would be 3 years before the Army. And even when I was at Fort Bragg, I was allowed to sneak off base and sit in with blues bands down in Fayetteville.
That's so cool.
My mother got me my first guitar when I was 16 years old and played with school bands and stuff like that, just messing around. And by 18, I was actually getting paid for it.
So since you were 18 years old, we won't tell everybody how old Perry is now. But
you can go ahead and do it in case people are going to hook me up. I'll be 50 years old on December 18th.
That's right, 50 years old on December 18th. My best friend's birthday is December 18th. My wife's birthday is December 19th. And my mom's birthday is December 22nd. And Christmas with all my kids is December 25th. It's the busiest week of my life. The reason I asked that is because I wanted to know. You said you've only played twice so far this year. You're only going to play one more time probably in 2020. Yeah. Since you were 18 years old, what was the longest you ever went between gigs? I guess not counting being stationed somewhere in the Army. When you were working, did you ever even go a month without a gig before this?
No, never a month. The most is a couple of weeks. And even then, it may have been as opposed to gigging. You know, at one point in time, literally, you know, all the way back to, say, my Satchmo's days or things like that, I was gigging I was doing 4 days a week, you know. So the worst, some of the bad times before this may have been just getting down to one gig a month and one gig every 2 weeks and it not paying as much as I usually ask for, which goes back to a little bit of the question you asked earlier. Yeah, even with having gigs now, it's not like we can ask for what we're accustomed to, out of respect for the club that's given you an opportunity.
And they're hurting bad, too. They don't have as much money to give to entertainers or employees.
Exactly. So, like with, say, Fallon's and Isle of Vet, they were asking me about just sitting outside and jamming a little bit every once in a while. And I, you know, I've known those guys since 98. Mm-hmm. So it's like, sure, I'll do it. I don't need to be paid with other than food and shots, obviously. But that's another thing to think about. Even when we're getting gigs, we can't, it just isn't right to even try and ask for what we're accustomed to because of the fact that they're hurting just as much as we are.
So do you have any idea what it's going to look like when things, quote unquote, get back to normal? Is it going to be normal? I mean, unfortunately, we've seen some of our friends, you know, like the Ready Room and places that, you know, we've all worked at many times have been put out of business because of coronavirus and the shutdown in 2020. Even after we get a vaccine and things are, you know, opening back up, do you think that there's going to be a lasting effect from this? Are things going to be different moving forward? Or do you think that we're going to go back to the way things used to be when we can?
Well, I pray that we can get at least 80% of what our norm was before. It might be, this is a little political, it might be different if everybody was on the same page on protecting each other. Mm-hmm. But when you constantly have flare-ups, clubs can't get back to filling the place up, you know? Mm-hmm. I want to believe that we could get back to it, but because we have, you know, stubborn people on both sides that are, you know, believing one way or the other way about staying healthy, it's hard to imagine that, you know, clubs will be able to do that.
It feels weird, doesn't it? Like, even if we have a vaccine and this thing is behind us, it's going to feel weird to, like, be on a dance floor where you're shoulder to shoulder with people, or sitting at a bar where you're just all, or, you know, you're trying to stand by the front of a stage where everybody's all crammed together because we're so conditioned now to be distanced from each other. That even if it's quote unquote okay, it's gonna. Yes. I think there's gonna be people that are just like, it doesn't feel right, right?
Yeah, well, it's gonna be really, really weird the first time for sure.
Imagine being on the first date and the person sneezes or coughs.
Right. You're like, I'm gonna go home. Actually, it was nice meeting you.
Check, please. So, Perry, it's great talking with you. Unfortunately, we gotta wrap this up. But you do start to get back out and playing again, are you going to be posting your schedule and what you're doing on social media or anything like that? Is there a place people
can
go? How do they?
Of course.
Check it out?
You know, I've got I have several webs. Obviously, Perry Woods on Facebook, the Perry Woods Experience on Facebook, our Living Color tribute band, Vivid, on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can just search the Perry Woods Experience and download my music or hear my music or watch videos on any type of thing.
Any platform, any music platform.
Yeah.
Yep. Good stuff. Perry Woods, great to talk with you, buddy. Happy Thanksgiving, and I'll talk to you soon.
I appreciate you guys.
You bet.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, On List, you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.